With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Already in progress, it's Hour 2, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent some time first hour talking about Mike Tomlin. We also talked about what's going on with Deshaun Watson. This in from Ian Rappaport moments ago. The Panthers owner David Tepper and the Panthers not expected to pursue Deshaun Watson at this time. The quarterback has only waived his no-trade clause for the Dolphins. I think it's Miami. Miami or nothing happens. And I don't think anything happens because the trade deadline is next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. The legal hurdle is monstrous. It's not a hurdle. It's a mountain here. As far as the framework for making a trade, yeah, that's not difficult to come up with. We're going to give you 3 first-round picks, and then maybe you have some secondary picks based off when he plays, how much he plays, and you can do that. Question is, what happens with Tua Tagovailoa? Could you get a third team involved in this? But the legal hurdle, that's really the important part of all of this. And that's why I don't think in 6 days that you're able to get an answer from the commissioner. Are you going to suspend him? When would you suspend him? Commissioner's exempt list. Also, I would ask Deshaun Watson and his agent, or just his agent, is he willing to settle with, you know, these women? Because if he's not, this understand what's happening or happened with COVID and the legal system. These court cases are back. They don't go, oh, let's get to the Deshaun Watson case because it's Deshaun Watson or it's the NFL. Man, you take a number. You're in line. And this case might not be heard until later in the summer. Maybe next year. Depositions. And then more depositions. And then the accusers. This isn't one of those, hey, in February, they're going to know exactly where the league stands or the Texans stand or the Dolphins stand with Deshaun Watson. That's why I don't think this is going to happen. And he's already said, Deshaun Watson, or at least the report is, that he doesn't want to settle because then it will show guilt. But I don't know if they're going to be able to come up with some kind of smooth resolution here by next Tuesday. We say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. If you'd like to see what we look like instead of what we sound like, you can do that. Download the app. It's free. Watch all 3 hours on Peacock. Our radio affiliates around the country, including iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk to the Jeopardy champion, Matt Amodio. He's third on the list, the Mount Rushmore of Jeopardy champs. He'll join us coming up a little bit. Big Poppy from Fox Sports will recap Braves beating the Astros 6-2 last night. My guy Charlie Morton is done, broke his leg, still pitched after the broken leg, striking out Jose Altuve. Game two, Braves-Astros coming up tonight. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email as, address, DP at DanPatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. McLovin, poll question, and are we going to stay with what we had in the first hour?
I think we might need to switch it. Do you think Deshaun Watson will be traded by next Tuesday? 64% say no.
Yeah, I don't think so. What else do you have?
Hey, I do want to put up that question about would you rather coach college or pro? Because we had a lot of tweets saying college has a lot of advantages, longevity being one of them. You know, you get a lot of money. But I have a question off our upcoming guest, not Matt Amodio, but Big Poppy.
Okay.
Whose Boston sports career would you want? We've done versions of this before. Big Poppy, Larry Bird. I'll keep it modern. Tom Brady. I don't know if there's anyone else. Obviously, no Ted Williams, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell. But of those big three, who is the best Boston-only sports career? Big Poppy, Larry Bird, and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Paul.
You could obviously make the case that Brady's career was more successful and Bird's career was more successful. But everyone tells me it's a Red Sox town first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So you may take Poppy or, you know, man, I think the locals would take Poppy.
I think as far as embracing somebody, Ted Williams you didn't embrace. Bird probably didn't let you embrace him. Tom Brady, Big Poppy is embraceable. Like it just feels like he's Boston, he's beloved. Not that he's better, has a better resume, like Bill Russell. You know, Bill Russell did everything. He won. Bird was great, but you know, a window of about 7 or 8 years. Teddy Ballgame, one of the greatest players of all time. Bobby Orr was spectacular, ushered in a new hockey era, the two-way player. You got Big Poppy in there. Yeah, Seton.
But breaking that curse has got to be invaluable in that town.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, Boston didn't appreciate Bill Russell. It's such a shame. It's a tragedy what happened with Bill. But, man, that didn't stop him from winning. Teddy Ballgame, I don't think he loved the fans and then vice versa. Bobby Orr was wonderful. Larry Legend. Big Poppy might be the most beloved when you think about it. Yeah, McLovin.
Is that the same way that sort of Magic Johnson is like Mr. L.A., like, you know, stays in the community, even though there are other great athletes, feels like he's the L.A. answer to Big Poppy, or is that a stretch?
Well, I think Kareem wasn't embraceable, you know, just his personality. That's just not who he is. Magic was, you know, he had that great smile. You know, he just exuded confidence, charisma. And, you know, that's what you want. As a fan, you kind of want to look at that person and think you know who they are. And some of these players give you that vibe and some don't. By the way, the Halloween night when Michael Myers returned isn't over yet. The next terrifying chapter in the record-setting Halloween franchise is back with Halloween Kills. It's great. Now streaming only on Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up. When the NFL set up the COVID rules this year to avoid disruption the best they could, well, they got through the season last year, but there were some bumps there. Remember the Wednesday afternoon Ravens-Steelers game? How about the Broncos starting a wide receiver at quarterback? But this season's been pretty smooth until now. One of the issues the league faced last year was the fear that the virus would wipe out an entire position group, like the quarterbacks when they all get together. Things have been pretty good this year, but there are some issues with the Packers and the Cardinals. In one of the biggest Thursday night matchups in recent history, Green Bay has receivers Davante Adams and Alan Lazard on the reserve COVID list. Marquez Valdez-Scantling still dealing with a hamstring injury. The defenses are playing well for both teams, but there's a chance that this might still be a shootout, and Rodgers could certainly use some of his top receivers. I don't know if anything changes by tomorrow night, but there's a chance that this will be the first important game of the season whose outcome is affected by an issue that every sports league is dealing with here. What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, if the Cardinals beat a depleted Packers team, are we going to put an asterisk next to that win, yes or no? I was thinking about that on the way up. I don't think people are going to embrace them.
Okay, how many asterisks are by certain wins? For teams,
You could always make up one
if you want. No. Right off the top of your head, let's be fair to the Cardinals. How many other teams are you doing this to?
Probably none. I mean,
yeah, but okay, so we're picking and choosing. That the Patriots have beaten the Jets and the Jets and the Texans. Did we put any asterisk by those?
Well, like when the Broncos started out 3-0, we knew that was a
false
3-0.
Yes, and Carolina as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like, don't you feel like that's going to happen with the Cardinals? There's going to be like, these people are not ready to embrace them because of history yet.
Okay, but we're going to do it because of COVID. Do we do it because of injuries? So I just think we pick and choose when we want to do this. Arizona can only play who's there. Green Bay can only play who's on the roster. You know, this is the luck of the draw or the unluck of the draw. And if, you know, Arizona wins, are we going to diminish it? Probably. If Green Bay wins, we're going to celebrate it. It's going to be a whole lot bigger than one win. And then we're going to go, I told you, Arizona, not any good. Aaron Rodgers did it again. Or it might be Arizona dominates. And we're like, yeah, but Aaron Rodgers didn't have his wide receivers there. Yeah, Paul.
There was a stat going around yesterday that without Davante Adams, the Packers are actually 6-0.
Yeah.
And they asked Rodgers about that. He goes, well, don't make anything of that. He goes, it wasn't easier without Davante Adams. Calm down a little bit.
Here's Aaron Rodgers on Davante Adams.
There's a little bit of a shock factor for sure when it's Davante, but we dealt with it last year. You know, we're maybe slightly more healthy than some of the other teams as far as not having as many cases. But when I heard 17, I was hoping that it was going to be one of those false positives for sure.
So you have Green Bay at Arizona tomorrow night. What's the point spread on this, McLovin?
Check him.
Okay, thank you. Tampa Bay will be at New Orleans, which I think is really interesting. And also, I know you look for bulletin board material. When Tom Brady said, basically, defenses are dumb. You know, they're like dogs chasing cars. Probably didn't go over well with the Saints. Like, you don't think, you know, Tom's being cute, being funny. But this is where the Saints go, oh, okay. All right. Who's smart now, Tom?
Yeah, but they didn't realize that he was taking a shot at them.
Yeah.
So they just kind of let it go. They wow, Tom's really making fun of somebody there. That was the defense.
So the defense isn't smart enough to know that Tom was making
fun. Yeah, right.
Man.
Tom say words.
Mm-hmm. Man, did you hear Tom? He was making fun of every other defense but us.
Tom who?
Yeah, that's one of those where you go, oh, okay, Tom's calling us stupid. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, you're soft.
Yeah. Dallas at Minnesota. This one to me is fascinating. Just because we're pumping up Dallas. Minnesota, I have no idea. Other than Dak Prescott and Kirk D. Cousins combined are completing 71% of their passes and 29 touchdowns. Thank
stat
you,
Satan. Stat of the day. Here comes that stat of the day.
Top. And here's one of those games for the Tennessee Titans. All right, you beat Buffalo, beat Kansas City. Now you go to Indianapolis. Isn't this where Indianapolis wins? Right? It just feels like that. Derrick Henry's last four games against the Colts, he's averaged 135, almost 136 rushing yards per game. But he hasn't been a monster as far as being consistent. He's had one or two big plays in these games. Pittsburgh will be at Cleveland, and this is Case Keenum for the foreseeable future. This is a rivalry again, right? But now you have the Mike Tomlin, I'm going to put to bed, you know, me wanting to be a college coach, and, you know, we're going in there and we're going to take names. Yeah, Paul.
I just looked at the schedule going forward. The Pittsburgh Steelers have to play in Los Angeles in 3 weeks from now on national TV, NBC. You know the local reporters are going to dig this one up again.
Yeah.
Coach, last month you were engaged in... What?
Coach, did you get out early to take a tour of USC?
Coach, how do you like out here in Los Angeles? Yeah. Could you see yourself?
Could you see yourself?
Mission Viejo is lovely. It's a school system.
Yeah. Yeah, Hermosa Beach, really pretty this time of the year.
Stay at the 101 around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Coach, best tacos in the city. What's your favorite? Yeah.
Coach, In-N-Out Burger, you ready? Here is Mike Tomlin putting to rest the USC rumors.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
He could have stopped five times, and he got his point across. But he kept going. Kept going. And then you bring in Andy Reid and Sean Payton. If Carson Palmer said that on Monday and brought up Andy Reid is on the list, and so is Sean Payton, they would have been asked. They would have been asked about it. And is Sean Payton still going to be asked about it? Probably so. Andy Reid? I mean, while you're at it, throw in Bill Belichick. Throw in Pete Carroll. Hey, anybody ask Pete Carroll? He wants to go back to USC? Like, it just felt the further down the rabbit hole he got. It's like, okay, Mike. All right? Just, this is Monday. That was Tuesday. Now you put it to rest. And this was something that Carson Palmer mentioned on a wild, he called you a wild card candidate. That's all. So that happened Monday, Tuesday media availability. And if Sean Payton was up for that job, we would ask that question. Yes, he.
Pete Carroll was asked about going back to USC in September. In September, he said, no, I don't want that. I'm very happy.
Did he get mad?
I don't know.
Did he say, why don't you ask Andy Reid?
When you're reading it, it says, Carroll says, they haven't called. No, I don't want that. I'm very happy. It's possible he said, no, I don't call. And I don't want that. And I'm very happy. Anybody else?
Yes, boy.
After hearing Tomlin, I want to run through a wall for that guy. He sounded like Newt Rockne. I'm USC. I double down.
Yeah. No, it's a great job. He should take it as a compliment. It's a wild card. That's Carson Palmer said, a wild card candidate. That's all. Yes, McLovin.
Through the years, Sean Payton has the opposite tact. He's like, oh, yeah, don't connect me to these rumors. Just give me more money to stay here. Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of reports through the years, other jobs, Cowboys, time and time again.
Yes, and Michigan in 2014, his name came up. He was asked about it. I mean, could I see Sean Payton coaching USC? I don't know. Sure. You have to understand, though, I've been in this business so long. I've told this story without saying the name of the coach. At least I don't think I have. Getting old. But, you know, let me take a break. And this is why when, you know, I hear this, and I even said, you know, nobody's going to tell you, yeah, I'm interested in USC. Or, hey, I haven't heard anything. They're not going to say that. I mean, James Franklin, you know, he stumbled all over himself yesterday. He thinks he's playing Illinois in the Big House. That sounds like somebody whose mind is elsewhere, going into a game against Ohio State. Mike Tomlin was sharp in the moment and then, you know, put an end to it. But I've been told before, oh, no way I'm going. And they did go. We'll take a break. I'll have that story for you coming up. And he is the great Jeopardy champ. Matt Imodio will join us. He is certainly on the Mount Rushmore of champions there. We gave him a category, that sports category, and said, pick a category. He said, baseball. We've got questions. Does he have answers? Or does he have answers in a question form? I think that's a better way to put this. And these are pretty tough questions. I like my chance against the Jeopardy champ. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Finished golfing over the weekend and threw on a little bit of that Level Select CBD roll-on. It's great, but I used it before because it starts to work in about 30 seconds. If you're lifting weights or you're running, your body doesn't recover the way it used to. It's all about sore muscles, post-workout discomfort, popping up in new spots all the time. And if it's good enough for Carson Palmer, Ricky Fowler, and Steve Garvey, it's good enough for me. I trust Level Select CBD because it's formulated with doctors. High concentration of CBD allows me to feel it work immediately. And it's made with 0% THC. I apply the Level Select to those sore spots, and that proprietary blend of CBD goes to work, and it goes to work quickly. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Use the promo code DP30. $30 off your entire order today. Level Select CBD, $30 off. Make sure you use the promo code DP30. And remember, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Former Jeopardy champ Matt Amodio. He won 38 consecutive games over $1.5 million. He is a PhD student in computer science at Yale. He'll join us here coming up in a couple of minutes here. I teased a story about a coach who told a recruit, I know the father of the recruit, and the coach said to him, and at a pretty big time program, and he says to the recruit's dad goes, are you going to be here for all 4 years? And the coach said, I guarantee it. The next day, coach took a job in the NFL. The next day, I trust Mike Tomlin with what he's saying. It's rare when I trust what I hear from coaches because they're in a really tough situation. They're not going to tell you, hey, I'm really interested. Or, hey, I hope they reach out. Not going to happen. We didn't know USC was going to be open in September. And Mike Tomlin should understand Pete Carroll was asked about coming back to USC. And I know there's a lot of people attaching a lot of different angles to Mike Tomlin. It's not a demotion, a step down. To me, it's a compliment. Like, boy, pie in the sky, who could we get and be a coach for the next 10 years here, 15 years here? bring us back to respectability. Mike Tomlin, he's already a Hall of Fame coach. His career is just like Bill Cowher's. Do I think he's a Hall of Famer right now? I do. He doesn't have losing seasons. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, getting a quarterback. But, man, you're with one of the best organizations. And he said that. And that's a patient organization. They don't get rid of you if you're a head coach. You get the benefit of the doubt. And Mike Tomlin is an elite pro coach. I don't know if he has any interest in college, if he ever had any interest in college. And maybe he doesn't. But USC just says, hey, we're going to take a chance on anybody, anybody interested. You put down breadcrumbs. That's all this is. James Franklin, to me, is interested in USC. He might not want to go there, but he might be interested in getting a new contract at Penn State or maybe leveraging something to get at LSU. This is how the game is played. Mike Tomlin may be old school and just say, nope, this is where I am. This is where I want to stay. I hope he stays there forever. Steelers would be lucky to have him. All right. Poll question, McLovin.
Okay. We still have up the question, do you think Deshaun Watson will be traded? And 70% say no. I still think I want to put up, would you rather coach USC or a low-tier football job? Because NFL job is, I think USC is a great job.
Would you rather coach USC or Jacksonville?
I think this side of the room would say USC at a heartbeat.
But you're coaching in the NFL. There's,
for a short period of time.
There's only a couple. I mean, there's hundreds of college coaches.
There's not hundreds jobs. Of USC's, though.
Well, USC is not USC. USC used to be USC. Not as much now.
Can they be USC again? They want
to
be
USC.
No,
it has to be a commitment. It has to be commitment from the school.
Do you have any idea? Do they want to go all in? It feels like hesitance.
I don't know. I don't know the athletic director. I don't know the president. Yes, Tom.
Isn't USC, though, still more prestigious than the Jaguars job? I know it's one of the few NFL head coaching jobs. Only 32
can have it. Put the poll question up. Put the poll question up and see what people, how they respond. Yeah, Paul.
You know what's funny where my head is? When I hear which would you rather? I was thinking, man, I'd love to coach in college. You know, the bands, the tailgates. Coaches don't go to the tailgates, but that's what's in my head. I'm like, I love tailgating. Yeah, I don't think Mike Tomlin, if he's USC coach, is hitting the tailgates before the game.
I think some coaches do.
Before we get to Matt Amodio, Lubomir in the Ukraine joins us. Hey, Lubomir.
Dan Patrick, hello.
Good, good. How are you, Lubomir?
Excellent. I am a fan of phrases and words. That's why I like your show. You use good, strong words. And this is why I also like Jeopardy. I saw most of Matt Amodio's episodes, and I have a Jeopardy-themed question for you.
Okay.
He has been a full-time player for a long time, but he is best known for his intangibles. What's Todd Fritz? Thank you.
Thank you, Lubomir.
A little love.
Yeah. That was a classic moment in the show.
Yeah. Let's bring in Matt Amodio. Here's Mayim Bialik, the Jeopardy guest host, talking about Matt.
Matt Amodio, with 43,800, did you say duck-billed platypus? Yes, you did. And what was your wager? $7,000 for a total of $50,800. You are our Jeopardy champion, Matt, with a 38-day total of $1,518,601. What a fantastic week. Well played. Congratulations.
And Matt joins us now. 38 consecutive wins, and you won over $1.5 million. What's the number one question you get on the street, Matt?
Ooh, I get a lot of who was your favorite host because I just saw so many.
And who was your favorite host?
And I give a terrible answer every time. They're all my favorite. Can't have favorites.
But the difference in the host and how does that affect how you play the game?
Yeah, you know, it's actually not as big of a factor as I expected because there's so much that's the same. The one person is on the camera, but there are a lot of people floating around in the background on stage. And it really feels similar no matter who's up there.
How nervous were you?
Extremely. I'm also kind of nervous right now.
Yeah.
Shaking a little bit. I don't perform that well necessarily.
But you have to perform and you got to be quick and you got to be, you have clarity. And I mean, people don't understand like it's, you're up there on stage, two other people trying to buzz in. You're trying to look at the clue, put it, process it, spit it out in real time. I mean, it's, what's the toughest part for you?
Yeah, there's so much going on. I mean, one part that's frustrating is you know so much and you press the buzzer and you don't win. And everybody thinks you don't know it as a result. And that's just so frustrating. But you got to focus on the next question and just stay like laser focused on the stuff that's ahead.
Okay, give me the question, the clue that is still haunting you.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. So I bet a lot on a Final Jeopardy, that was in my wheelhouse on, the Declaration of Independence. I'm a big American history guy and I lost, $37,000 on a single question. So that one still haunts me.
Okay. What is the clue?
Oh boy. I'm not going to remember it, verbatim, but it was asking for the language, the foreign language spoken around, Philadelphia, that was the first language the document was printed in.
Oh, okay. McLovin went to Dartmouth, which...
Adam from Philadelphia.
And he's from Philadelphia. So, yeah, yes, McLovin, you buzzed in.
I would guess German.
No, no, you have to do it in a...
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Did it wrong. Yeah,
he screwed up. He just screwed up. And what's the answer?
Well, if he got it outright, it would have been correct.
Oh,
my God.
Just cost himself 37 grand right there, Andrew.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. I couldn't even get any yelled. I'm smarter than Matt. Look at that.
But do you beat yourself up after that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the tough part is you tape a lot of episodes right in a row. And so I did that. I lost a whole bunch of money, but I still won, which meant 15 minutes later, I had to start a new game, 0-0-0. And had to be ready to be at my best.
And what people don't understand is, and I'm going to guess you probably do 5 episodes a day. That's normally what Alex Trebek did. And it is grueling. Not only when I hosted Sports Jeopardy, we did 4 episodes each day. And it's just like you do one, take a break, change what you're going to wear. The audience may stay for a couple of shows and then they clear that out. Then you have lunch and then you got to come back. Plus, you got to come up with, you know, fun things to say when you're interviewed, when, you know, the host walks over and goes, and our defending champ, Matt Amodio here. So, Matt, and then you're like, what can I say that I, it's 38 consecutive shows.
I'm a boring person, so I was worried about what I was going to say my first day, and then it just kept going and going and going. I was really just like asking friends, is there anything interesting left about me?
Jennings, no. Okay, but Holzhauer's cocky. Jennings is a know-it-all. How would you describe, what is Matt Amodio?
Yeah, so I tried to have a more laid-back persona than that. So I think they're really like intimidating and they create a barrier between the average person and them. And I think I'm a lot more like the average person. And so I'm trying to convey that.
But is there strategy, though, that Holzhauer tried to dominate you?
Yeah.
I mean, not you, but he tried to dominate it. Like he would talk smack.
He would also dominate everybody in the audience watching. I could just picture him trying to intimidate.
But don't you want everybody. A piece of those guys?
Oh, I mean, I would love the opportunity. I'm sure they would wipe the floor with me, but it would be fun.
Are you sandbagging here?
Maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah.
It would be fun to actually see what they're like in person too, so you have to have a persona on camera, and I don't know if that's actually like what they are.
Now you go to Yale and you're studying to get your PhD. There's a lot of smart people at Yale. Do they look at you like, do they like you or do they not like you?
Well, so they at least don't show that they don't like me. So I don't know what they feel inside. I can picture there's a lot of like swallowing of envy and jealousy, but they're at least facially nice to me.
Are you a know-it-all? Like when in class?
I got a lot of people I've heard from throughout the years saying if anybody was going to do this, it was obviously going to be you. And I think that that was kind of a statement of how I've always been this way.
Okay, but how do you prep?
Yeah, so I just like having knowledge. So I gather it all throughout my life. I think, okay, that would be something I can impress somebody by knowing later on. Like a current event now is in the news, but 10 years later, it's going to be a super impressive pull from deep in my memory.
But do you not have a social life, Matt? Therefore, you read Wikipedia a lot?
No, you see, it augments the social life. It makes for me to have I'm a good conversation for the right type of person.
Okay. Now, we said that you could pick a category. By the way, what was the toughest category that you had on Jeopardy?
Oh, there's so much pop culture, celebrity stuff.
Oh, yeah, you don't do pop culture.
I mean, I like some TV and movies, but they ask about people who I don't know why they're famous, and I have to know who they are. They just show their picture, and then I don't even know the name of the person when somebody else says it.
Do you know who Cardi B is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. I could identify that that is, in fact, a person. Like, if you just invented a fake name there, I would have identified it. But that's the last thing I know.
Paul, bring in Cardi B. Do you know who Jennifer Lopez is dating now?
Oh, I thought you were just going to ask me, do I know who Jennifer Lopez is? And I was good with that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it's A-Rod, right?
Not anymore. It's Ben Affleck.
Okay, no, I didn't.
Yeah, they're back together.
Good to know.
But I can give you maybe a couple hundred points there. All right, here's some baseball.
Oh, I love baseball.
Okay. Now, if you want to tap out and say, you know, these are a little too tough, then that's okay.
Oh, now that's a challenge. You just took away my opportunity to do that.
Welcome to Jeopardy! I'm sorry. Is that... Thank you. The New York baseball Giants called this their home ballpark from 1891 to 1957.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to get questions out of me because I'm not forced to. So I'm going to say Polo Grounds.
Okay, Polo Grounds. What is... So you don't want to do what is?
No, I barely wanted to do it when I was on the show.
Okay. This Major League franchise is the only one to never have played in a World Series.
Oh, jeez. That's Rockies. No, obviously, 2007.
I'd be buzzing you, right? I'd go, oh, sorry.
Yeah, Padres were 98. No, I don't know.
Seattle Mariners. Who are the Seattle Mariners?
There you go.
This man is the only one in the 600 home run club to have never won an MVP.
Ooh. Griffey?
Nope. Not in the 600 club.
Okay. Aaron?
Hank Aaron? He won an MVP.
Okay. Well, I'm going to name like all of the 600 club pretty soon. Bonds obviously has a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Mays has them.
This is a nondescript guy. If you can...
A nondescript 600 homer guy?
Yes.
Pujols has them?
Yep.
A-Rod, Ruth, I can't even name another. I think I got all of them in the 600 club.
Let's see if Ken Jennings wants to join us, Paulie.
Holzhauer's already making his way to the studio.
Yeah. Jim Tomey.
Oh, my! In my hometown, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Too. Wow. I forgot about that.
He hit two grand slams in one inning.
That's Tatis.
Tatis Jr.
Tatis Senior, right?
An instrument, also the 1987 MVP. World Series MVP.
And was that sax?
Ooh, it's a good answer.
Because the Dodgers weren't in there. Right, so that was like, what, Cardinals Twins or something?
Correct.
So who would be the instrument? I don't know. Dave Violin.
Frank Viola.
Oh, I'm so close there.
Dave Violin. Okay. Close the door, win awards. This relief pitcher won the Cy Young and MVP in 1984.
Ooh, that's got to be Raleigh Fingers.
No.
Willie Hernandez.
Willie Hernandez.
Yeah.
That's good. This manager once smoked a joint with Jimi Hendrix.
Probably more of them than admit it, actually.
And he's a current manager.
That one I have no idea about.
Dusty Baker.
I was thinking maybe Ron Washington.
Ron Washington. Okay. Family business. He is an active manager whose father was a manager.
Mm. Well, Tito's father was a player. So not that.
Not Francona.
So... Coaching in the family. No, I don't got anything.
Aaron Boone.
Oh, really? Okay. I knew they played.
Yeah, Boone.
Bob Boone.
Yeah.
Who did he manage?
Bob Boone was Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City Royals, I believe so.
Yeah.
Here's your last one. The oldest player to ever hit a home run in a major league game.
Franco?
Yeah, that's great. Julio Franco.
Yeah, you did it. Oh, man, those are rough.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Good times, though.
How many marriage proposals did you get when you were on Jeopardy?
Too many to count.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're not serious.
They weren't.
I don't think so.
Did you follow up on any leads?
No. And so I guess I'm afraid that they might be serious. Otherwise, I would have. Yeah, that was an unexpected part of the whole celebrity.
Yeah. Like, you don't follow celebrities, but you became a celebrity.
I know. So now, like, the other version of me in the bizarro world doesn't know who I am. That's tough to wrap your mind around.
Wait, explain that.
Right. So, like, I'm a celebrity, which means the other version of me who doesn't know celebrities doesn't know me.
Don't show off with the PhD
stuff.
I'm
sorry. It's early in the morning.
You haven't graduated yet with your PhD.
That's right.
And do I have to call you doctor when that happens?
No. You see, I'm not a huge fan of that. Think that the doctors should be, like, you know, the life-saving doctors.
Yeah, okay. And so is Jeopardy reached out to get you and Jennings and Holzhauer?
No. So I do have a Tournament of Champions upcoming. So that's going to be my first return visit.
Oh, so you have to graduate to Jennings and Holzhauer?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's going to, I mean, you have to, like, prove yourself at each step of the way.
Could we sponsor you like a NASCAR driver? Could we get like a Dan Patrick Show shirt or something that you could wear?
You know, I like that. I don't know exactly what the dress code is. I think jerseys are acceptable, like the shirt, the sleeveless basketball ones. That would be good. Got to show off the guns.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, easy there. You're going to get more marriage proposals there.
Or fewer.
Yes. Matt, congrats. It was great to watch, and it was kind of systematic. You know, you were methodical in taking people down, but you did it in such a nice way.
I tried to smile while I was doing it, but I also tried to bring some money ball strategy in as well.
Yeah.
Do it in a smart way.
And did you buy anything? You made over $1.5 million.
No. I'm frugal, so I still have, like, a broken air conditioning in my car, and I was going to say, like, you made a lot of money. Maybe fix it now.
Yeah.
But it's winter. I don't need air conditioning
in
the winter.
Wait till the spring.
Yeah.
Wait till the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Only if I win enough, though.
Yeah. what's it cost for Yale, a semester at Yale?
So PhD students get a small stipend, which is nice. So I don't have to, like, go take a mortgage out. I don't know if you can do mortgages on education, but whatever that would be, I don't have to do it.
Do you hate Harvard?
No. You see, I didn't go here for undergraduate, and I think that a lot of those rivalries are.
But you hate Michigan.
My parents both went to Michigan. I went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And so this is like the kind of...
Do you hate your parents?
No, this is like the Romeo and Juliet situation where like you're supposed to hate it, but you just don't.
Mm.
How about that? Shakespeare sports analogy. You don't get those.
Capulets? Is that involved in this?
Yeah. I don't know which one I would be. I pictured myself more as the Romeo, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's great to see you. Thank you for stopping in. Good luck at Yale, and good luck with the Tournament Champions.
Thank you so much. This is such fun.
That's Matt Amodio. He's smarter than you are. 38 consecutive wins, won over $1.5 million on Jeopardy. Take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That was fun. I hope you enjoyed Matt Amodio, Jeopardy champ. Halloween night, Dak Prescott, Cowboys head to Minnesota, battle the Vikings, and Kirk D. Cousins, Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. I thought he did pretty well in those baseball questions. A couple of them were tough. I got the Jim Tomei one. I didn't remember Seattle, the only team that hadn't been in the World Series. But, you know, you're up there, though, and you get locked in. It's weird. You got all these bright lights on stage. You got an audience there and two other people really smart. And then you're trying to buzz in. And the timing part of that, when you buzz in, they don't take your buzz. They don't take that until, the host stops talking. So you get locked out if you try to go early. And you can't overpower the button as Fritzy tried to. Fritzy's like squeezing it harder.
I asked the technician or the stage manager to check during the break. I thought mine somehow got unplugged, that it wasn't working.
Yeah. But everybody else's was...
Somehow everyone else's was working, but mine, I just jiggled. Something got out of there.
It's once you get into the rhythm, that to me is the biggest advantage. And I would see this when I did Sports Jeopardy. And we did 100 shows. And we had one champion who was just brilliant at timing. He had picked up my speech pattern. And he was really good at getting in before everybody else. And his name was Vinny. And he won like 15 games in a row. But he was really good at the timing element. And then, of course, getting in feels like that's the battle. Because they have so much knowledge that getting in and then, you know, they're able to give you an answer. Yeah, Paul.
One of the ones that when we did it with you was... It was Double Jeopardy, and I got the bet, so it was all mine, and the answer was Camden Yards. It was probably one of the easier ones of the whole day.
You're still beating yourself up.
Yeah, because you got you described Camden Yards, like this is where Cal Ripken played, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like there was a door, and Camden Yards was on the other side of the door, and I couldn't get through it. And you looked at me, you went, Paul, which you never call me Paul, and you went, how can you blow this one?
I know.
And I said, I got nothing. It's fascinating.
And I thought Well, the only reason why I said Paul is you were embarrassing me. Like, I was right. only worried about me. Like, I wanted them to know Paul didn't know Camden Yards.
But then you'd get one that was much tougher that you shouldn't get.
Yes, Todd.
I thought there was a trick question. I guess I overthunk it and I panicked. The answer was, what is the Giants won the pennant? Like, what was said, like, repetitively? And I said, they're going crazy was my answer. Yeah. What is they're going crazy?
You know what? Jeopardy is really not in your wheelhouse.
No, I don't think it is.
No.
Maybe 80 specifically, but after that category.
No.
Not even that.
No, we gave, I specifically said to the Sports Jeopardy producers, I need categories that are Fritzy based.
And I didn't get the Astros or the Broncos
because
I didn't buzz properly. I knew the answers, but the guys beat me to it.
Yeah.
Bad.
And you like to cheat off your neighbor's paper, and you couldn't do that. Even with Final Jeopardy.
And if you're already like a jittery, neurotic type person going in, and then the lights are on you, and you got to time things and remember things immediately, all that adds up to a disaster.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Would you rather win Jeopardy 10 times or get a PhD from Yale? Let me start with the back row since they went to really good colleges. McLovin, would you rather be a 10-time Jeopardy champ, graduate from Dartmouth, or graduate from Yale with a PhD?
100% Jeopardy champion.
Okay.
Not even close.
All right. Fritzy.
My instinct was Yale and roll the dice on what that could lead to as far as if you're doing the Jeopardy thing for celebrity reasons or financial gain.
No, you don't get on Jeopardy.
But I'm saying I pick Yale over the 10-time Jeopardy champion.
Oh, okay.
I want the degree and then have freedom to maybe do something very lucrative in whatever field I'm studying.
Yale, not even close.
All right. PhD from Yale.
Yeah.
Paulie?
Jeopardy. I'm getting money. I'm not spending money. And it's novel. It's original.
Hmm. And you might get marriage proposals. Yes, McLovin.
PhDs can only become professors. There's nothing in that. That's not a great career path. That's not where the money is.
Hmm. I think I would take Jeopardy champ. I'm fine graduating from the University of Dayton. I'm okay. Underachiever?
It'd be a major upgrade for me.
Big Poppy will join us coming up, final hour of the show. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour two. Got to compete with the younger guys at the gym or the office, right? Time for M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven men who refuse to let age slow them down. You can hear it in my voice. You're probably saying, he must be 25. Almost. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle, giving you the energy to fight back against aging so you can compete every single day. MDriveDan.com, have it delivered right to your door. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. You'll also find MDrive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Make sure you ask for it. We're all getting older. Doesn't mean we have to slow down. We don't have to act our age. MDrive gives your body the T support it needs to compete and win. MDrive is not for everyone. It's for the driven. Go to MDriveDan.com. More strength, more energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Refine your prime with M-Drive.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.